You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Thank you. Closing out that set from 1946, we had Arthur Big Boy Crudup with his Blues Hall of Fame inducted, That's All Right. And before that, we had his 1950 gem, Star Bootlegger. One of the most influential bluesmen of all time, Arthur Big Boy Crudup passed away 49 years ago Tuesday, March 28, 1974, at just 68. Crudup's career as a blues singer began around Clarksdale as a member of the Harmonizing Four. He moved to Chicago in 1939, barely eking out a living as a solo musician street singer. Record producer Lester Melrose introduced Crudup to Tampa Red and signed him to a recording contract with RCA Victor's Bluebird label. Crudup recorded with RCA in the late 40s and with Ace Records, Checker Records, and Trumpet Records in the early 50s. In 1954, Elvis Presley released his debut single, his cover of Crudup's That's All Right Mama, and would record two more of Crudup's songs. Known as the father of rock and roll, Arthur Crudup's songs have also been covered by Elton John, Rod Stewart, Buddy Guy, Johnny Winter, CCR, Canned Heat, and countless others, but he never received royalties, forcing him to quit music by the end of the 50s. He began recording and touring again in 1965, but soon quit again. And then on a 1970 trip to the UK, he recorded Roebuck Man with local musicians. His last professional engagements were with Bonnie Raitt. Despite multiple attempts to get Crudup the monies he was owed, by the time of his death, it was estimated he had only received about $10,000 in royalties. Arthur Big Boy Crudup was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1994. In 2020, his 1946 version of That's All Right Mama was also inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. And taking us across the top of our first hour from his new release, The Wolf Is At Our Door, we had Canada's Wolf Male with Bad As Blues. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his brand new release, Ridin', this is the legendary Eric Bibb with the title track.
Trains in the station. Stopping long, won't be coming back this way, coming back this way again. No, don't miss this chance to face and understand the past, 'cause the truth will set you free, my friend. Lord, Lord, the truth will set you free, my friend. Freedom train riding on to Memphis, where they killed a king. Remember that. Derailed for a while, but now we're back on track. Lord, Lord. Stopping in Rosewood, picking up survivors. On the freedom train,
Stopping in Muddy, Mississippi, thinking about Emmett Till. Y'all remember Emmett Till? When you be riding, riding on your freedom train. When you be riding, riding on your freedom train. Come go with me to that land. Come on, stand by me, Lord.
Swimming through the gumbo, gotta keep your head down, looking for the jumbo jet. Got a funny feeling, got the blues on Monday, gotta swim back for the storm on Sunday, or we're all gonna get wet. She was dancing with the boombox, passed right out and she fell in the boondock. It made a mighty sound. We're gonna have a party in the lowdown swampland, grilling on some eagle with a no-name fireman. Just messing around. We'll be right back.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past, the summit of surf punk, rockabilly, and garage, and it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program we call the Downlighter's Crypt, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Closing out that set from her new release, The World Could Change, we had Canada's Leila Zoe with the opening track, Dark Heart. Before that, from his new release, Capricorn, we had Atlanta's Eddie Ninevolt with Yella Alligator. And I got that set started off with the legendary Eric Bibb and the title track from his new release, Ridin'. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, I'm going to once again showcase some of the music featured on the appetizer and or dessert of music releases, the extended play record or EP. Not to be confused with 12-inch single remixes, the EP is essentially a mini-album, usually consisting of 3 to 6 songs with a running time of about 25 minutes or less, and is often used as a new artist's first foray into recording or for established artists to have something on the market between their full-length releases. After Columbia Records introduced the 12-inch LP in 1948, RCA began releasing 10-inch EPs in 1952. The multi-song EP flourished in both sizes and at 45 or 33 and a third RPMs and has been used to release music by artists such as Billie Holiday, Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Big Joe Turner, Jerry Lee Lewis, Bo Diddley, and Muddy Waters to name just a few. And the EP became immensely popular with punk and indie bands in the late 70s and 80s as a relatively cheap way to get their music on the streets. In the digital era of short attention spans and streaming services making it harder for artists to make money off their recordings, the EP is experiencing another resurgence. Starting off an all-Canadian big block of blues, from her 2015 debut EP Live at the Duncan Showroom, this is Vancouver Island's Sue Decker with Lay Me Down in the Indigo.
Secrets between my eyes, draw me gently to that glory place, to that land where freedom reigns. Gonna leave the devil I know alone, leave the devil I know.
Rapture will be mine.
indigo. Stain my body, gonna save my. Salt on my skin from a lover big enough for me to float around in. And oh, I wanna hear the hymn in the wind, something smooth and unmetropolitan. And I'll build a house too, the kind I dreamed of when I was a little kid. I wanna feel human again, stressed about my job and chill out on the weekend. When I see the photographs I left behind, the grass may be greener, that'll matter if you're blind. Some faces I know, I wanna be a loser and a freak show. And if I never feel the salt on my skin, will I put the flame on my own intelligence? When I see the photographs I left behind, the grass may